Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Algae blooms on Lake Champlain are a perennial concern for boaters, swimmers, and for state officials charged with protecting public safety. This year, algae is quite bad in a couple parts of the lake. Coupled with algal blooms in Toledo, Ohio, that contaminated local drinking water there, Vermonters are justly concerned. David Mears is commissioner of the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, and he's going to join us now to talk about what's being done to protect Vermonters from blue-green algae. Commissioner Mears, nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Can you give us the lay of the land, or the lay of the lake, as it were, and what we're seeing with blue-green algae?
Sure. Well, at least as the end of last week, and it may have changed, the conditions can alter. But St. Albans Bay and Missisquoi Bay in the northern part of the lake are both in pretty poor condition in terms of blue-green algae blooms. The rest of the lake is in good shape, although I've heard that there may be a couple of beach closures on the New York side.
What does it mean when you say they're in pretty poor condition in St. Albans Bay and Missisquoi Bay?
That is blue-green algae blooms, also known as cyanobacteria, can happen, any time in any pond or lake in the state. They're kind of a natural part of the ecosystem. But when the conditions are just right for them, for the blue-green algae, the temperatures are such and that there's low wind, plus the combination of the excess pollution, the nutrient pollution that we humans have added to the lake are just right, there can be an explosion of growth called a bloom. And the water really becomes like pea soup green. Sometimes the blooms can turn actually kind of a white color if they get bleached by the sun, but it creates a really noxious soup-like feel to the water, and it's not safe to swim in, and it can the toxins can present risks to people that come in contact with them.
Yeah, what are those risks? We've seen dogs as well have problems when they've come in contact with cyanobacteria. So what's the risk for people who are swimming or having activity in the lake or drinking water?
Well, sure. I mean, there actually was. It's been a while now, but there was a series of deaths of pet dogs that occurred some years ago, and so it's good to keep dogs and other pets out of the blue-green algae, out of the lake when these blooms are happening, because not all of the blue-green algae produces toxins, but some of the varieties do, and those toxins can be fatal to pets. They can cause health problems for folks. They can range from gastrointestinal problems to rashes to other longer-term effects that are less well understood. But the long and short of it is that when these blue-green algae blooms are happening, it's best to steer clear of the water.
And those less well understood effects are cognitive or neurological?
There has been some research showing a link to long-term neurological conditions. It's not proven that link has happened. But in any event, at some level, while it'd be great to know the answer to that question, it's irrelevant from the perspective of my department's work, because we know that we want to stop blue-green algae blooms for a whole variety of reasons and are working hard to that end.
So algae outbreaks in Lake Erie have recently affected the water supply in Toledo, Ohio. Can you explain the severity of the situation there and why you think Vermonters shouldn't be concerned that it might happen here?
Well, to answer the second part of your question, I do think Vermonters should be concerned about the risk of toxicity in drinking water, because we do have blue-green algae blooms in the lake. But to date, we have not seen those risks happen. Some of that may be some of the steps that we've taken to protect our public water systems. Some of it may be that the blooms haven't been quite as dramatic as they've been in the southern part of Lake Erie. But what happened in Lake Erie and to Toledo is that there's a substantial blue-green algae bloom. They've been experiencing an increase in those just as we have. And it was substantial enough, apparently, that the toxins associated with that that bloom made their way into the drinking water system. And when they found that, the drinking water system found that, of course, they had to turn off the water supply until they could ensure that the toxins were no longer present. What we've done in Vermont is worked, while there's no national standards under the Safe Drinking Water Act for the type of toxins associated with blue-green algae, what we've done in Vermont is have a voluntary agreement with all the public water systems who, as you know, are deeply committed to making sure that all of their customers get clean water. And under the system and agreement that we have in place, they have taken steps to make sure that their water intake structures are located in places that reduce the risk of getting toxins in them. And when there are blue-green algae blooms in the vicinity of those intake structures, they then take steps to monitor and sample the water to make sure that it doesn't have those toxins present. And to date, we have not seen an issue in Vermont.
So you're saying that we are taking steps to prevent the kind of contamination in the water supply that we've seen in Toledo, Ohio, but that Vermonters should be concerned. And if they should be concerned, what should they be doing? I mean, beyond just monitoring to make sure that they're not swimming in the lake or that they're keeping abreast of conditions, beyond that, what do you want Vermonters to be doing?
The most important thing is the work that we've already been doing and we need to really reinforce with regard to keeping pollution out of the lake in the first place. I mean, we can't do anything about some of the climatic changes that are happening in terms of warming lake temperatures. We can't do this. There may be some relationship between some of the invasive species and the explosions of blue-green algae. And we just don't know. Those are somewhat beyond our control. But one thing we know is a factor in these blooms and that is within our control is to reduce the amount of nutrient pollution and sediment runoff into the lake. And that's been the focus of a topic you and I have discussed before relating to the so-called TMDL, the Lake Champlain Cleanup Plan that is being driven by the Clean Water Act. And we have a very aggressive plan that I'm hopeful that all Vermonters will support in the coming year. We've got, farmers have a big part to play, developers, homeowners in terms of reducing runoff, reducing the use of fertilizers, and basically just supporting this overall plan that we put forward as part of the Lake Champlain cleanup program.
David Mears is commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation. He was updating us on the situation with blue-green algae in Lake Champlain and what he'd like to see Vermonters do to try to prevent future blooms and help curtail pollution in the lake. Commissioner Mears, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on.